a trick food. What?
Go on with yourself.
I love sushi.
Primarily a chick stands, food. Right?
Let's talk about it later. Let's get...
It's primarily a chick food.
Rick loves sushi.
You didn't say that to the buttery one?
You know
why don't
you
walk in there at 2:54?
One of my friends loves sushi.
I've heard that sushi puts hair on your chest.
Yeah, it did.
Did your dad ever tell you that as a reason to eat something you didn't want?
Oh, yeah. I don't want hair down on my chest.
It'll put hair on your chest, son.
But my friends are always telling me, whatever city I'm in, I'm saying I don't like sushi. Oh, you'll like this. No, I won't. No, I won't. And I'll always give in, too, and try it. And how'd you like that? It was awful. It was awful.
The worst thing, that actress way back in the 80s when sushi was first in a select few restaurants,
right,
wanted to go to the sushi place. And I thought, well, raw fish is not my thing, but I'm sure they'll have other stuff on the menu that I can enjoy. No.
Yeah.
It was all sushi all the time.
My line is, do you like sushi? Only if it's cooked right.
Do you like sushi if I like sushi?
My first attempt at eating sushi was with Rick.
First attempt, did it not go well? Did
no,
you not
no.
succeed?
No, it went well because
our cameras were there.
No, it went well because I enjoyed it, actually. But what I tried was the fried sushi.
Oh.
That was my first taste of it. And then
sushi if it's fried? I thought it was supposed to be.
I don't know. It was. But that allowed me to branch out from there. It's like, hey, that's pretty good. Let me try a different kind. I was like, oh, this is actually very good.
Yeah, so. I remember the first time I had sushi was at Midnight Sushi in Birmingham in Five Points at Sakura. I believe is the name of it. It's not there anymore, but it was across from Bailey Brothers in Five Points, and it was amazing.
Last time I had it was in Reno, and I threw up.
Yikes.
Reno 911, another great show. Good binge watcher. Before we hit Fox News here at the top of the hour, I do know that women like to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, because I got a note from my friend Michelle, who bought her second vehicle from Tip
Tank. Hey!
A lot of families right now looking for a car to send somebody off to college with. You want to have a car, A, that of course looks great because you don't want a college student being embarrassed by what they drive. B, something you can afford. And they have a whole group of selections available under 10 at Jack Ingram. And cars that have been vetted by their mechanics. So you're buying vehicles that look great, have clean interiors, and engines ready to deliver reliable driving miles. They come in the form of everything from a 2007 Toyota Avalon up to more recent vintage Volkswagen Jettas, Nissan Maximas, and a 2015 Nissan Altima. All of these vehicles available under 10. Go in and get the deal. Just ask Tip Thames. Make an unreasonable offer because he will listen and he can make it happen. At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, jackingram.com.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaCroix, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaCroix.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pond. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pond, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
July 11th is Cheer Up the Lonely Day. Okay, here goes. If you're lonesome, look at the bright side. Just think of all the money you'll save not having to buy Christmas presents. My work is done here. Another successful Cheer Up the Lonely Day. Now leave me alone.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump announcing he'll hold a news conference this afternoon on the controversial citizenship census question.
The U.S. Supreme Court sent the fight back to the lower courts. One idea under consideration, President Trump issuing an executive order.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Yesterday, a judge nixed a move by the Justice Department to swap out the team of attorneys working on adding that question. A standoff between Iran and the U.K.
Britain saying three Iranian ships attempted to impede the passage of a commercial oil tanker, prompting a British warship to issue verbal warnings, at which point the ships withdrew. The standoff unfolding in the Strait of Hormuz, a narrow waterway seen as crucial for global oil exports.
Fox's Simon Owen. Iran denying the British allegations, and a bus driver in Iowa fired after failing to check a bus where a six-year-old boy ended up being left alone for nearly 2 hours inside the vehicle at a bus yard. This is Fox News.
If you know this morning show, you know that Greg Budell is a family guy. Greg, how does the show look today?
I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm just looking for the can.
What do you think about the show today, Jay Scott?
It's filled with terrible double entendres, puns, and stolen bits.
What do you think, Emily Hayes?
If it doesn't pick up soon, we're not going to stay in business very long.
Do you have any thoughts, Bailey the Wonder Dog?
Now, don't get too close. They say I'm dangerous.
And Rich Thomas, what do you say?
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Well, I'm sure everything's going to turn out okay.
Who the hell cares?
Stand by for three men and a lady.
My goodness, I feel like I'm going to pinch myself to see if I'm dreaming.
It is the most convenient day of the year. 7-Eleven at 8-Eleven. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Jay Scott is here.
Jay Scott.
Chuckles is here. And, of course, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Reports from an Air Force reconnaissance aircraft indicating the winds in that Gulf disturbance, officially called potential tropical cyclone 2 have increased to 35 miles per hour. It's still not a depression. However, it's conceivable that this system could skip the depression stage and go straight to Tropical Storm Barry later today, maybe sooner rather than later, and a hurricane tomorrow.
The way you started that off sounded so much like Santa Tracker again.
Oh.
Reports from Air Force Reconnaissance.
Yeah, God, I miss my Santa Tracker days. Hot day today with a high around 94, but triple digit heat indices again. And then by this afternoon, the radar lights up, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. Is this associated with the tropical system? Well, largely, I mean, you could say yes. It is certainly enhanced by the tropical system, the showers and storms, which will look like rain bands later on today coming into the state. Low tonight, 75. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms with the tropical system in our neighborhood. It's actually going towards Louisiana, but it doesn't matter. It's going to still enhance our rain chances. The most prominent storms the next 3 days will be in the afternoon and evening hours. Local tropical downpours, highs in the low 90s, and not quite as many storms Monday as the system migrates into, near the Oklahoma-Arkansas border. Right now this morning, very oppressive with high humidity at 84%. Temperature is 80, partly cloudy skies, 812.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We've mentioned Donnie Turner's name here a couple of times this morning. MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body, our friends, where you can take your car if you have some sort of mishap. Doesn't have to be an accident. Could be just a boo-boo that happens with your vehicle, and they're going to be very meticulous about taking care of it for you. And they're not going to cut corners. I mean, they're not going to say, oh, you know, we can just tape over that. Never at Montgomery Paint and Body. It's always going to be done the right way and the right way the first time, and there's not going to be a second time. They're going to take care of your car, and they're going to also detail it, so when you get that phone call that your car is ready, big smile on your face, because you know it's going to look like it just came off the showroom floor. They're located just off the Eastern Bypass on East Shirley Lane. The phone number is easy to remember if you're ever in some sort of mishap. 27-WRECK with a W. 27-WRECK with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body is the folks that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
I have been looking at the story all morning. This could be the newest trend. You might see me wear these to work. Strapless.
What is that?
Flip-flops.
What is that?
That's a flip-flop with no strap over the top.
Well, how does
How
does it stay on your foot?
Yeah. How does that work? This is so gimmicky.
How does it not slip off?
It's basic. It looks like they just sawed off everything but the sole of the shoe with a little, and enough left to hold it onto the foot.
Here's the thing. There are, there are rules in places at work, workplaces. There's rules for school and stuff like that about footwear. And that is not, you get the open toe rules that you can't have open toe shoes here and there or whatever.
Right.
Well, that's because they don't want young girls to be skanky.
Well, that went over well.
No, the schools. That's why they banned that.
Open-toed shoes are skanky?
The skanky rule?
We had a rule in my high school that was like no open-toed shoes.
Yeah.
It's because it's more liability issues than anything. I can't speak to every school system or anything like that, but you think about...
No, I'm pretty sure ours was like...
They didn't want to turn in my school. They didn't want to turn nice
not,
girls into
not
bad girls.
Not skanky at all. It was more of a just an appearance thing.
No, ours. Okay, maybe at your school, but I remember.
And
at my
high school, no inches higher than 3 on the heel.
Birkenstocks were huge when I was in middle school, going into high school. The ones that looked like you slipped your foot into a baked potato. And that was an issue. They had to say that we couldn't wear those anymore because there was no strap on the back. They cited safety issues like open toes. If something were to fall onto your toe or you were to run into something or whatever, you don't have any protection on your feet. What I'm getting at is what you're about to share on Facebook, these shoes with, they're like convertible shoes. There's no top. There's nothing to protect the top of your foot. Where are you going to be able to wear that? The beach?
I'm
He's gone topless at the beach.
I would
with his shoes.
I would like to try these. I'd be like Rich. I'm interested in how do they stay on.
Yeah, that's exactly. Exactly. That's my concern.
The world's first flip shoe.
When you wear a flip flop to the point where it's become very comfortable.
What?
You build this magical adhesive between, like, the bottom of your feet and the material in the
That's
shoe.
That's called foot funk.
Gross.
It's
magical material? Is that what you want to call it?
Magic. It's magical.
It's magical.
It holds the whole thing on.
That's not that's
your,
magic.
That's your foot funk.
Ooh.
Last
it's
night,
magic.
We did it in the
on
6
your
o'clock.
Toes.
At the beginning of the show at 6, we thanked the group that came to Baumhauer's last night. Well, the rock solid start to the evening, and then as folks left the news and views party, Baumhauer's was rocking last night. It was one of the biggest nights we've had all year. And among those who were in attendance last night, Eddie Bader. Now, Eddie's a great guy, and I've gotten to know him over time, and I've always recommended that if you have a home that you're looking to buy or rent, or you have one you're looking to sell or rent, this is the guy, because I've watched him in action. He lives and breathes 24/7. He is always thinking about the next best way to get a house seen and sold. So when my place became available, I hired him last night. We were going over a list of things he had noticed. We've got to get it ready. We have to make it presentable. House is in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
But there are little cosmetic things I never really considered that he did. So we went over all of that, and it'll be ready to be seen soon.
He does this stuff enough to where he can kind of pick up what you would say maybe get on a home inspection. That would be a red flag for somebody. He would be like, look, you might want to go ahead and get this handled because it could be not working in your favor down the road.
But here's what I can say with confidence. Whether it's if you want to take a look, give Eddie a call at 322-0662. But for anybody who's looking to buy or rent or anybody that's, you know, all of a sudden, I know this happened a lot at Maxwell. You get a paper in your inbox at the airbase. Mm-hmm. You've been reassigned to Laramie, Wyoming. And all of a sudden, the home you own here has to get on the market. Well, whenever you have to sell a home, you don't want it to take forever. And part of the process of getting it sold is somebody who works it and works it and works it and works it. And that's Eddie. With the Goodson Group, 322-0662. 818, traffic, news, and then we're back with stupid news today.
We're rolling through the 8 o'clock hour, and traffic on the boulevard has a couple of problems. We have an accident on the boulevard right in front of Baptist Hospital. It's also really crowded between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway, so be careful if you're headed that direction. If you're on the interstates, everything has cleared up, and we're back to a speed limit right on both I-65 and on I-85. There's also an accident on Carter Hill Road right near the intersection of Mulberry Street, so be careful there. Let's look out for the traffic around us and get into work safely this morning. At the Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, look for the gold tag and immediately save $1,000 on that vehicle. They're fully stocked with a great selection of whatever you want to drive. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's program is sponsored by Throwback Thursday. Like, dude, like the 80s were totally radical and bitchin' and tubular and stuff? No, seriously, dude, far out and gnarly. Dude.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Southern Poverty Law Center is threatening to sue over a panhandling ordinance passed last week by the Montgomery City Council. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says he will delay implementation for at least 60 days to address concerns about the legality of this ordinance. Police are investigating a shooting near a Montgomery Taco Bell. This happened in the 900 block of West South Boulevard yesterday afternoon. Officers say they found a man shot with non-life-threatening injuries. Right now, no arrests have been made. And an Alabama corrections officer has been arrested on charges of accepting money to help smuggle items into a state prison. Corrections officials say that Willie Jean McLemore Jr. is charged with using his official position for financial gain. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
And now a story 11th, 1934, the world welcomed little baby Giorgio Armani.
Crawling down the runway, it's the latest in Armani Baby Couture. Adorable and absorbent, this diaper will be all the rage this summer season. Fantastique! Armani has done it again!
Giorgio Armani, a star is born.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823. And learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Crank up your engines. Alabama is known for having some of the world's best heavy equipment operators. Thompson Tractor is providing an opportunity to prove it. Enter the Thompson Caterpillar Operator Challenge on July 25th and 26th in Montgomery, Alabama, for your chance to win and advance to regional, national, and even international Cat competitions. The best Cat tractor operators in the region will be going steel toe to steel toe in a fun-filled, pressure-packed open competition where the best operators will compete on the best equipment. Scores will be based on speed, accuracy, and best practices. All participants will get a shirt, hat, belt buckle. But only the top five will get a chance to compete in the finals later this summer and advance to the CAT Regional Operator Challenge competition. But you got to register in advance to enter, and you got to enter to win. So visit ThompsonOperatorChallenge.com for details. Call your sales rep or visit a Thompson Tractor location near you. Be sure to bring out your best, because that's what it takes.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Make your next vacation destination Venezuela. Come and enjoy the scenic views, the hospitality, and the people. Venezuela, a place you will never forget.
Warning, stay away from Venezuela.
And don't forget, opening this summer, Venezuela Vacation with Clark Griswold.
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
Brought to you by.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. And Jay.
Hey, y'all.
The guy.
Thanks. Good description.
That guy that sits to my right. Jay and I don't have a lot in common, but one thing we do agree upon is how great the Seafood Bistro is. And we love that you folks love it as much as we do. One of the most coveted prizes here on the morning show is the $10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro.
Correct.
And that $10 gift card goes a long way, doesn't it, Jay?
Yes, it does, Emily. It goes a very long way. But you don't have to go very far at all to get the enjoyment of the Seafood Bistro.
You don't even have to leave your home.
No, you don't. Go to the website, theseafoodbistro.com. Make sure the word the is included there. It's kind of important. Theseafoodbistro.com is where you can see the entire menu, place your order, and they'll have it ready for you when you get there. Don't feel like going? No problem. Go to your phone. There's a delivery app that you can download, and the Seafood Bistro will be delivered to your door of anything you would like that is on their delicious and wonderful menu. Don't forget to like them and follow them on Facebook, where there are pictures of some of that fine, fine eating going on at the Seafood Bistro.
Thank you, Jay. I posted the link to the Indiegogo location where that strapless flip-flop. Oh, this is something you can invest in. It's not on the market yet.
Oh, okay. It's some. Oh, it's a GoFundMe thing. Huh?
But I did want to get some opinion on it. You know.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Hold on. And is it even nerdier than socks with sandals? That's not nerdy. That's Canadian.
That's Canadian. And white socks with sandals. How about that?
That's my stepdad.
I used to see people,
Canadian
snowbirds from Canada, who would cross A1A, who were so white on a sunny day that they literally gave a reflection.
Right.
Like, you know what? I can't tan, so I stay pretty pale.
You think you're white? Come to Hollandale, Florida sometime. I'll show you white.
Pasty.
I mean, they just don't get much sun. That's why they come down, you know. And for some reason, you know what else they like? Speedos.
Oh, God. That's so European. You know?
And they're not
Did
really...
Did y'all see Jay?
I was taking a big gulp.
Of water and you said Speedos, and he just about choked.
Look, if you are a swimmer and in great shape, okay, Speedos, all right, I guess.
Do you remember the song Tangerine Speedo?
No, I do not.
Thank God I knew the day when it was time for me to stop wearing mine.
These overweight guys with the big beer gut in Speedos.
That's the thing, you know.
That's ridiculous.
It's like, have you looked in a mirror? Have you seen yourself and how you look in that thing?
Yeah.
But
y'all have never heard Tangerine Speedo?
I don't think so.
By Caviar?
No.
There's a 52-year-old woman. She's a swinger. Now, does everybody in the room know what that means?
Does that mean she watches TV in one room?
Sling TV?
God, aren't those two the sleaziest... Most disgusting.
You know who those
people.
Two people are.
Know who they?
Nick Offner and Megan Mullaney.
Nick Offerman.
Offerman.
And Megan Mullaney, who are husband and wife.
Yeah, they're married.
They're disgusting.
It's Ron Swanson.
In that, bro. I mean, I can't.
And Karen.
If you want to sell a product, don't. I mean, I'm sure they're made up to look the way they do.
Sure.
Oh yeah, they're hilarious.
And the copy they do is, but it's a joke that's funny once. And every time I see them, it's like, oh, my God. And they're on the MLB Network a lot for some reason. Sling.
I like the early ones when people are so uncomfortable. That
yes.
Yeah.
That was a year ago. It's 2019 now.
I remember my first time slinging.
But we're,
I cried.
This is not a slinger. This is a swinger.
And the guy that starts taking his shirt off. And what are you doing?
She and her husband, she's 52 years old. She and her husband went to something called the Swingfield Festival in Worcestershire, Millbrook.
Don't bring Millbrook into this.
Worcestershire.
Leave us alone.
They call it Europe's biggest whoopee festival.
Oh.
Oof.
And she brought her A game to this thing.
Did she?
Participated in a number of events, and among the fun things they do, jelly wrestling.
Fun.
Naked tug of war.
Naked twister, probably.
It doesn't say that, but why would they not? I mean, really, if you're going to go to the
thing. That's what twister was to begin with.
Well, during the middle of one of these events, she had a heart attack.
Oh!
Uh-oh.
And one witness said she was overdoing it. Here's the good news. I was going to give you this as the good news story today, but I just kind of didn't see this.
Didn't want to put a swinger in as the good news?
In your wheelhouse. She has survived and recovering. And even though her heart attack briefly got these 700 people to take a break, things resumed shortly thereafter. We came a long way to this swing field.
If you had passed that to me as good news, I would have passed it right back to you.
Saw that image on TV just a moment ago, and I'll try and get this one on Facebook, about the cactus.
The cactus that went through the windshield?
Yeah, authorities say a driver escaped injury when his car's windshield was pierced by the trunk of a Saguaro cactus during a wreck on the outskirts of Tucson. He was probably just driving down the road trying to loosen his load. Had seven women on his mind.
Maybe on the corner of on the corner in Tucson, you think?
Probably.
Tucson, Arizona?
Yeah, yeah. Somewhere around there. Anyway, a black sports car struck the cactus, launching it into the car's windshield. The broken-off cactus ended up partially inside the car with the rest jutting over the car's hood. The driver said deputies detained the driver for further investigation after observing signs and symptoms of impairment.
Duh. You think?
Really. Speaking of screws, authorities in Mississippi report that dozens of vehicles there ended up with flat tires when sheet metal screws were spilled along nearly 30 miles. Jeez. 30 miles of highway. The Mississippi Highway Patrol and Jackson County Sheriff's Department said multiple calls came in Tuesday reporting tires and stranded vehicles on Interstate 10 West. Think about this. They had to go over a 30-mile stretch of that interstate
and gather up
all the loose screws along the way, and a few citizens were probably just gathered up inadvertently in the process. No injuries, though, reported, so that's the good news.
Yeah.
Who's got the foot percussion going? That's pretty.
Wasn't me.
And we mentioned this yesterday, and Jay, you seem to be doubtful that 200,000 people have signed up to storm Area 51 on September 20th.
I think Jay said 15 would show up.
Yeah, not that many. Plus, you know, don't reveal your plans to a military installation. It's like, hey.
Well, especially when it's like several months off, because that does give them a little time to plan for the crowd, you know.
Area 51 is so old now. It's Area 52 they're doing this stuff on. The one in Utah? No, it's true.
There is it? Yes, there
the
is.
The one in Utah.
There's a 52?
I think it's 52. But the one in Utah is getting more press now than the Area 51, which was so 90s.
It really was. 90s, 80s, and 70s, yeah. Now that you mention it. But they are doing some very top secret stuff there, which might explain some of these UFO sightings.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything else I wanted to
mention? Is there anything else?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Before we head down to the traffic dungeon to check the loose screws in our neck of the woods, let's go to the Jones Brothers dog, because nobody wants to replace their... That's right, that roof. And many times people think they're going to have to do that when they see a stain in the ceiling or something else. Don't panic. Talk to people that have been doing this for 7.5 decades. In that business, you know what happened when we had that last severe storm situation in the area. We had contractors that came through, took cash deposits from people, and then left. There are charlatans in that roofing business, and Jones Brothers is not one of them. They are the people you can trust. That's how they've stuck around. They're in their 8th decade, for crying out loud. So they not only know how to assess a situation like, where's the water coming in? Could it be a shingle? Was it a high wind situation? Maybe the bridge. As your house settles, cracks develop in a lot of locations that can allow water in a severe storm. Generally, it means nothing more than sealing the area where the leak began and then touching up the paint in the area where the stain appeared, and then it's over and done with. You're not shelling out for a new roof, but you're left with a great result. Jones Brothers also does replacement windows and doors. They've done screen doors for us 3 times. They do a phenomenal job of measuring, paint matching, and you're left with a great result. And the price, I think, I was shocked at how great the quality was and how low the price was. Jones Brothers, 800-264-8009. Or visit them at jbroof.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at our Thursday morning traffic, and things have returned to a normal traffic flow. We don't have any big problems for you. There's crowds on the boulevard, so watch yourself around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, everybody's up at a speed limit ride. Just be careful and watch the traffic around you there. And if you're on the 31s, we don't see any big problems for you. Just be careful as you head on into work this morning, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Invisible Fence has both outdoor and indoor systems to not only keep your pet in your yard, but away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
In just a moment, we are going to go back to a time when comedy was really great and clever and well-written and not ugly.
The 1920s.
Actually, it's more recent than that.
Oh.
And we'll explain why, but first...
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
We are about an hour away from the National Hurricane Center's next update, and I suspect that we're probably going to see either a depression or a tropical storm. In other words, this disturbance is now getting a little better organized. Air Force Recon reports the winds are up to 35 miles per hour. So it's teetering close to tropical storm intensity. Doesn't matter. Barry will get a name and then become a hurricane tomorrow and aim for the Louisiana coast. We're on the right side of it, the wet side. So, you know, we could see a good bit of rain over the next few days in this area. I wouldn't be surprised if we see 1 to 3 inches and the coastal areas maybe 2 to 5 inches with the threat of tornadoes closer to the coast as well. Today's high 94, scattered to numerous storms by this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low 75. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, high in the low 90s, scattered to numerous showers and storms each day, most prominent each day in the afternoon and evening hours, local tropical downpours, and not quite as many storms on Monday. Right now this morning, we have 80 degrees with incredible humidity, very oppressive here at 837.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
You know, when we first enjoyed some coffee outside on the Thinking Stoop this morning, the sky was clear, blue, and it's really loaded up quickly. Over the last, 45 minutes or so, we were down there a little bit. Let's put it this way. The clouds have gotten thicker.
And Leon's getting larger.
I knew that was coming. Yeah.
Did you really? Yeah. Am I that predictable? I guess I am. You guys told me that on TV today.
Okay, let us clarify something there. You guys didn't tell you that.
Suck at this job.
No, you guys didn't tell you that on television. Ryan and Andrew... Right. Told you that
they,
on television.
They perpetuated
you
that.
Need to make sure your anger is directed at the right place and not with the people that love you and show up every day to work alongside you for 3 hours, roll tide.
Yeah. I'll take it.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Police are investigating a shooting near a Montgomery Taco Bell. This happened in the 900 block of West South Boulevard yesterday afternoon. Officers say they found a man shot with non-life-threatening injuries. Right now, no arrests have been made. An Alabama corrections officer has been arrested on charges of accepting money to help smuggle items into a state prison. Corrections officials say that Willie Jean McLemore Jr. is charged with using his official position for financial gain. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is threatening to sue over a panhandling ordinance passed last week by the Montgomery City Council. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says he will delay implementation for at least 60 days to address concerns about the legality of this ordinance. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Here's today's pool and beach tip from Dylan, the teenage lifeguard.
Always wear mirrored sunglasses. That way you can keep an eye on the chicks and the hot moms. Oh, yeah, and the kids, sure. Hey, no running.
That was today's pool and beach tip from Dylan, the teenage lifeguard.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life.
Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. The River Region is experiencing a record year in real estate sales, and looks like that trend is likely to continue. Low interest rates, lowest unemployment in decades, means more people are able to buy a house. In addition, our area welcomes thousands of new residents being transferred by the military or being transferred to a new job. Over 3,400 homes have sold thus far in our area, and 47% of our listings are selling in the first 60 days on the market. It's taking less time to sell a house than it has in a long time. Our listings have been getting offers and contracts, and we need more listings to sell. If you want over 40 years of local real estate experience, a team of positive, uplifting people, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or text me, 221-2883.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I got my first bad sunburn from staying on the beach a long time. Man, I turned lobster red. Was the summer my skin got fried. Looked at myself in the mirror. Not just burnt, I was totally charred.
WACV. Gonna do something a little different here. Over the last couple of days, there have been a lot of remembrances of Ross Perot. And the guy really did do some amazing stuff in his life. He really was. But it was his persona that made him easily parodied. And I want to play this clip. This is Phil Hartman and Dana Carvey. Phil Hartman plays Larry King.
Okay.
And it's just so well done. You should see the clip just to see how great Phil Hartman is.
I just invaded Rich's personal space so I could see it on the monitor, too. That's
right. But the audio plays well, too.
We'll take your calls in a minute. Right now, we're back with Ross Perot. Ross.
Hi, Larry.
Set us straight. Are you running for president?
No. See, now this is not about me, see? I'm trying to find a candidate for my new reform party. Why are you making this about me, Larry?
All right.
My reform party is going to have a convention, and if the volunteers want me, that's fine. But see, Larry, this is not about me. It's about the American people, plain and simple.
But it's your party, so aren't you going to be the candidate?
See, now, Larry, why do you make elections. That's just propaganda. Now, we're going to have all kinds of candidates. I'll just be one. We're going to have regular American folks running for president. We're going to have all kinds. Midgets, crack whores, everything you can think of.
So you're not running for president.
This is not about me, Larry. Why are you making this about me?
Well, Russ, what about this commercial that aired last week?
Vote for me. I'm Ross Perot. I'm running for president. Vote for me, please. Would you vote for me? Please, please, please vote for me. Me.
How about it?
Now that is a distortion. Why are you misleading the American people?
Well, you appear from that to be running for president.
And you appear to be a bullfrog. I'll come here and say to your staff member, is Froggy ready to talk to me? I say, is Larry ready to talk? See, if I got you a gift, I'd bring you candy. I wouldn't bring you a bowl full of flies.
I don't see the need to be derogatory.
And I don't see the need for you to have a 10-foot tongue to catch insects with. Do you have one, Froggy? Stick it on out there. Let me see it.
I don't.
And I'm not running for president.
But you will be one of the candidates. You will.
Now, Larry, this is so sad. This is not about me. I am so sick and tired of hearing this nonsense.
No, but you came here to announce that you have a reform party, and then one would assume that you would be the candidate. Ross, all right. Well, you're on the show announcing you started the reform party.
I started nothing of the kind. There is no reform party. Why are you distorting this, Larry?
You said minutes ago you were starting a reform party.
You said I do to four ladies and divorce them. Why am I the
liar? Touché, I guess, but why wouldn't you run? You ran in 92.
I did not run in 1992. I was born in 1993.
What? So you're 3 years old.
Why are you saying that I'm 3 years old? See, folks, suddenly I'm wearing diapers. It comes out I'm a baby. I'm running for president.
Well, so if you're not running, why are you here?
Well, see, Larry, there you go again. Who says that I'm here?
What do you mean? You're in this room. You're sitting right there.
Sitting right where? I am not here.
All right, we have a caller. Yes.
Hello, Larry. It's me, Ross Perot. See, I told you I'm not here.
Oh, God. All right. Thanks for your call, Ross. Ross.
Larry's here. See, Larry, nothing is as it seems.
All right, look.
That's right. Now, Larry, pick a card.
What?
I said pick a card.
No, please, leave me alone.
Pick a card, Larry.
Okay. I'll pick a card.
What card? There is no cards.
Tomorrow night on the program, I'm going to friggin' kill myself.
There is no program, Froggy Boy. Why are you lying?
And while Dana Carvey's Perot is excellent.
You couldn't see, our radio listeners couldn't see the portrayal of Larry King.
By Phil Hartman.
It was really good.
Who was a freaking genius. 849, a man with that genius level of skill set when it comes to making things grow and thrive, is Randy Burkhalter from Prattville Farm Center. Randy, good morning to you.
Good morning, great. How y'all doing?
Getting ready to see you this Saturday.
Yeah, good. I got stuff here for you.
Looking forward to it. Gotta get back to the farm.
Yes, sir. Hey, let me ask you this. What do you look for in places you do business? For example, do you look for customer service, convenience?
Answers to questions?
I think so. I think that's big on a lot of folks' list. And one thing we do here, and I almost feel the need to apologize for it. And let me explain that. When a person comes in here and says, hey, I've got a problem, and we deal with this all day, every day. Person says, hey, I got a weed in my yard, or maybe my grass isn't growing like I want it to, or I've got an insect problem. We deal with that. Or a sick animal, we deal with that. There's a lot of questions that need to be addressed, a lot of things that we need to know, and it takes time. Now, there'll be a guy that walks in behind the person that has a problem, and all he needs is a bag of dog food. Now, sometimes that causes an issue where the guy gets impatient, and all he needs is a bag of dog food and get out of here. Now, we try to vet those best we can, and if we have people that have problems, sometimes we'll say, hang on a second, let me clear up some of these folks that are in and out of here real quick, and we'll get back to the problem solving. What we don't do, Greg, we do not just gloss over a problem and say, here, take this. Because there are no simple answers, usually, and there are no situations that are cookie cutter. And that's what we do different here. Each person with their individual problem is addressed, and we solve it.
And I need to remember to bring my soil sample to you, too, because I'm interested in checking that out as well.
We want the dirt on Budell.
You'll get it. You'll get it. It's out there. And, of course, as Randy mentioned, not only answers, solutions, and analysis to situations and questions you come in with, but for everyday needs like a bag of dog food or a gallon jug of mane and tail shampoo or tools, they have all of these things under one big roof at one spectacular location in the preferred community. Randy, give us your location and hours.
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive. That is in Uptown Prattville, just south of the Memorial Drive, which is Highway 31, and the Main Street intersection, just south of there, about a third of a mile. So. And we're here 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday. Sunday, we're going to be in church.
Maybe I'll see you there, too. Thanks, Randy.
Be good.
All righty, 852. Mr.
Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 50th Reunion Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Amazon announces that Kohl's will handle Amazon returns right in their stores. Rumors are now circulating that the Container Store will handle all of the packaging for Amazon. We also hear Uber will be delivering all of the packages for Amazon. And the Mafia will be taking care of all the billing and collections. These moves by Amazon cut their overhead from millions to about $67 a week. It's all part of Jeff Bezos' plan to take over the world.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Netflix has taken my favorite show away. Another streaming site, another bill to pay. Rachel and Joey and Friends is gonna move.
56. Speaking of friends, here's Old Navy on the line.
Hi. Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to the Prattville Farm Center. A few months ago, someone broke into the Humane Society in Prattville and stole all the dog food.
Remember that? We raised the...
Yep. You guys raised the alarm, and the people from Prattville went there and got a lot of the dog food from the Farm Center, dog and cat food, and took it out there. And I stopped in to see what they needed most, that they knew. And, of course, they knew. And not only did they supply me with dog food to take, they also donated. So that's a real partner in the community.
They really are. The Burkhalters are wonderful people, Tammy and Randy. And yep, so are you, Mr. Old Navy. Good
I'm
to hear
good.
You
say Thank that. You.
Take care, my friend. All right, we have a quick morning room. We'll let Secretary of State Jean Carre remain silent. You may have seen this video. Sometimes short men become irrationally angry because of their size.
Short people.
A woman yesterday at a bagel shop in Long Island, New York.
Where in Long Island?
In a bagel shop.
That's on Long Island, New York.
I don't have the address.
Sorry, I tried to participate.
A woman smiled at a guy in the store, which set him off on a rant about how women on dating sites refuse to go out with him because he's short. On the video, he yells things like, "Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites, you should be dead. That's okay. Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk." So he was severely triggered. The police did come, tackled him. Actually, he was first tackled by some of the women in the store and held until the police got there. They took him away, but no charges filed.
Okay.
This is probably going to be our winner. Remember the little pools we had when we were kids?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jennifer Yeager is a 49-year-old mom from Dixon, Illinois, where they also happen to host one of the larger mental institutions in Illinois. This week, she and her daughters drove to a friend's house to blow up their inflatable pool.
Uh-huh.
When it was time to take it home, her plan was to keep it secure on the roof of her car by having her daughters sit inside the pool.
Oh, my God.
On the roof of her car.
That's my vote.
Somebody spotted her driving with the two kids, called the police. She was arrested and charged with child endangerment.
Yeah.
Being an idiot.
Y'all get up there in the little post.
I saw a picture of the pool.
Yeah.
Menthol Meredith strikes again.
It was Menthol Meredith.
Yeah, we'll give it to her because the final nominee is no way going to be the best.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
Don't be guilty of embezzlement.
I saw a thing about a new movie that Gary Oldman's going to be in.
Oh, yeah?
He's going to play... Oh, God.
Character.
No, it's the guy who not inspired or helped write Citizen Kane with Orson Welles.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
He was a film critic from the 1920s or 30s. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what it was. But the whole story behind how that all came about.
Is he going to play Orson Welles?
No, he's not playing Orson Welles. He's playing Herman Mankiewicz, which was the guy's name.
I wonder if that's Bed Mankiewicz's father from TCM, who hosts a lot of the movies. Because his dad was a big Hollywood guy.
Yeah, I'm not.